AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The National Weather Service is predicting heavy, perhaps crippling snow in the mid-Atlantic this coming weekend. Up to 2 feet could fall from Washington, D.C. to New York and further north. AP science writer Seth Borenstein.
There are 50 million people who live in this place where this snowstorm is coming. And no one is saying it's going to be this much. They're saying there's this whole swath from northern Virginia to New York and even up to Boston area that is in this target zone.
The precursor to the big storm, bringing snow today, ice and freezing rain tomorrow to Arkansas, Tennessee, and Kentucky. Senate Democrats block a bill that would have made it harder for Syrian and Iraqi refugees to enter the U.S. Here's our Jerry Boatlander.
The bill, already approved by the House, would require those refugees to pass strict background checks to show they're not a threat to national security before they come into the U.S. Senator John Cornyn says it's common sense.
This is about our national security.
But Democrats blocked the effort, saying the GOP refused to allow votes on several amendments, including Donald Trump's call to ban Muslims from entering the U.S. Senator Richard Durbin said Republicans didn't want to take on their presidential frontrunner.
They run like scalded cats.
The GOP effort was 5 votes short of the 60 needed to advance the legislation. Jerry Boatlander, Capitol Hill.
President Obama does a bit of a victory lap with United Auto Workers, touting the bailout, recovery, and rebound of the auto industry.
7 years ago, auto sales hit a 27-year low. Last year, they hit an all-time high. Across the country, workers who thought that they'd never make another car again can't make them fast enough.
Obama can't take all the credit for the government's health. President George W. Bush initiated the auto bailout with more than $17 billion in short-term loans to the industry. This is AP Radio News. Another losing day for the markets, but could have been a lot worse. Warren Levinson explains.
Blue chip stock prices fell another 1.5%, 249 points on the Dow Jones Industrial Average, as the price of crude oil plunged again to below $27 a barrel for the first time since May of 2003. As much as that is a boon for consumers, it's catastrophic for energy producers and the banks that have lent them billions. The hole in the Dow was positively cavernous at midday, down 566 points at its low. The Standard & Poor's 500 lost 1% for the day. The Nasdaq, filled with tech stocks that staged a final hour rally, fell just marginally. Warren Levinson, New York.
Pope Francis is telling business and world leaders meeting in Davos, Switzerland, that they cannot be fully human or happy if they ignore the poor. He says they need to realize that their own actions are causing great injustice and inequality around the world. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Menards' 11% rebate is here. From lighting to lumber, from doors to floors, the bigger the project, the bigger the rebate. From painting projects to that new kitchen makeover and designing that outdoor space of your dreams, save big on any project you're tackling. Hurry into Menards for an 11% rebate on everything. Mail-in rebate is a merchandise credit check, not a point-of-sale discount. Redeemable on future in-store purchases only. Not on future purchases on Menards.com. See store for details.
Save big.